Now this is a dictation for Sherman, S-H-E-R-M-A-N, December 2743, addressed as a letter to Dr. Weckesser, W-E-C-K-E-S-S-E-R, 246-6495. Dear Dr. Weckesser, follow up for Mr. Farmer, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys prior anti-inflammatory agent exposure, last visit in July. No hospital visits. He lives alone, prepares his own meals, 2 meals a day, few pounds weight loss from 157-151, no vomiting, dysphagia, no reflux, abdominal pain, isolated constipation or bleeding, rare episodes of urgency and incontinence, otherwise no urinary symptoms, atypical chest pain, chronic smoker, chronic voice changes, which are baseline, no purulent material hemoptysis, uses inhalers, no oxygen or CPAP machine, no syncope, review system done, medication list review, remains on Celebrex, lisinopril, beta blockers. Next paragraph, blood pressure 143/88, emphysema, no severe respiratory distress, no pleural effusion, has an aortic systolic murmur, appears regular rhythm, no ascites tenderness masses, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, anemia 10.7, creatinine 1.41, which is better than baseline for a GFR 50 stage 3, normal sodium, upper potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition, calcium, liver function test, A1C 7.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, prior left-sided nephrectomy, prior renal biopsy with glomerulosclerosis, arteriolosclerosis, anemia has not required EPO treatment, monitor upper potassium and metabolic acidosis, no replacement or change of diet yet. Diabetes appears to be fairly well controlled. Phosphorus needs to be part of chemistries, including PTH in a regular base, probably every 6 months. Underlying COPD clinically stable. There has been a recent echo, ejection fraction normal at 60, aortic valve is calcified but no severe stenosis, minor other abnormalities, all issues discussed with the patient, continue to follow.